Alright, we're live. It's the Sacramento Sunset on Ustream, powered by MorrisLeague.com. I am Vince Vicari, and on my right is a gorgeous, foxy sister on the move with that silky smooth Nordstrom voice, Brittany Buna Rossman.
What up, what up? It's me.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome yourself.
I can't believe how fast a week passes by.
Right? It went by between. So fast.
I was just thinking about last week. I had this with you, and I had a photo shoot last week, and I was laying down to take my nap before I came to do the show today.
Sure.
And I was like, man, already? But, yeah.
Good but you were excited to see me.
Yeah.
What's up?
Tonight's show not officially sponsored by Hostess.
Yeah, we got sponsors.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't ask how much you got paid, but... All right, B, I want to catch up with you really quick.
Yeah.
I've had a great weekend.
Oh.
But I want to hear about yours first, so let me know.
Okay.
And we got special guest Timothy Rhyme in the building tonight. He'll be on shortly. He's warming up the crowd in the lobby of the Morris League studio.
Correct. And, just a correction, it's actually Sir Timothy Rhyme.
Oh, Sir Timothy Rhyme.
You know, it came in late, like, you know.
He just got knighted within, like, the last 10
minutes.
Yeah,
our secretary just slipped me a little note real quick one time. So it's not your fault at all.
So Sir Timothy Rhyme.
Sir Timothy Rhyme.
Along with Sir Elton John and Sir Paul McCartney.
Correct.
We couldn't get those guys, so Timothy's going to have to do.
I did bring Soldier Boy.
You did?
Yeah.
He's a sir?
Yeah, he's definitely a sir. But
sir,
he had the Superman on out here real quick.
Sir Soldier Boy.
Right.
The third. D, what's up with you? What's good?
Okay, so since the last time we were together, let's think about this. You know, it was a cool week for me. Actually, nothing really crazy happened. I did have one of my B bus stop moments, though. It was kind of funny.
I thought we were transitioning from B's bus stop to B's hive.
No, B's hive. No. Let's come correct, because B's hive was given to us by our really, you know, avid listener, Reed. Shout out. But that was for my sentimental moments as far as when we discuss relationship talks.
Okay.
So B's hive is separate from B's bus stop, which was created due to the fact of when we were still in school and I was using the bus every day.
And you're getting hit on all the time.
By old men, though. Uh-huh. It wasn't men of my my age group nor genre whatsoever.
You're like this cat and girl, it's down to three.
It was
right?
Just ridiculous. No, so I was going to the you know, the little hair salon on my street. Mm-hmm. They sell various stuff, you know. I was going for nail polish, though.
All around salon or like a black girl salon?
No, this is the best thing about black girl salons.
Mm-hmm.
Has all black girl products run by Asians?
I was going to say Asian.
All day. They really come with it. No, I'm serious. And you ask them the questions, best believe they know the answers.
They know, like, about the tracks and the weeds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but you know, Brittany Rossman is, you know, working the shortcut. So all I was going in there for was nail polish, because I have really cool colors at the moment by my spot.
And your nails are...
They're not done.
They're,
the toes are.
Plain.
Hello, the toes. Thank you kindly. But you can't see them on there. But just know that they're done up.
All about the toes over here.
They're done up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, so on my way in there, there's a gentleman that's at the barbershop, which they share the same, like, strip. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he comes up to me, but I'm like, what? Like, say, basically, he was like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, I always answer. I'm like, oh, I'm fine, thank you. You know, how are you? And I keep walking, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, I'm good. Are you going to be ready tomorrow at 8 for our date? I did one of those. Like,
how old do you look, B? How old
No,
do you look?
This time it wasn't bad. Like, I'm usually used to the 45s and up. This time it was a good, like, let's say 33, 34.
Okay.
So it wasn't that serious.
What was his race?
Oh, he was definitely African American.
No,
he wasn't Jewish.
Okay.
No, not this time.
Okay.
Not ever, actually. Never
Sorry.
Been hit on by a Jewish person.
No?
Anymore. No.
Hmm.
Anyway, so I thought that was funny. So I looked at him and I was like, you know what's funny is I didn't get the memo that we were going out. Like, how did I not find this out? You didn't tell my secretary.
Mm-hmm.
So he started laughing because, you know, your girl got jokes. So anyways, he was just like, no, but for real, like, I just, girl, you are just, And I was like, this is exactly how you talk to a woman, like, my caliber, right? So I'm just cracking up. And he's like, well, are you going to let me put your number, put my number in your phone or what? Like, how can we do this? Like, let's get it done. Like, this is how he's talking to me. Let's get it done.
He's a problem solver.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, it was the funniest thing in the world. And I was like, you know what? You know, I'm cool, but I really appreciate it. So I'm walking off, and he's like, no, baby, really? Babe, really? Like, I'm his girl already. He's calling me babe and stuff. And so I was like, And he was just like, at least just take my card, girl. Just take my card. So this is what I like.
I want to know what's on the card.
At the end of the day.
What's his career?
The Macs and players out there now have a card.
Just to give out?
Just to give out.
Like, they're not like, you know, account executive or sales associate or...
No, honey, you're not hearing me. He had just a card. His name and number.
And that's it.
That's it.
No Facebook, no Twitter.
That's it. There may have been an email on there.
Wait, I want... Like... Why didn't you bring it, B?
I'm sorry. Like, I didn't even think about it. I think I threw it away, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't. I just didn't need it. Uh-huh. It just, you know. But it was funny. It was a good one. Because it had been a while, you know. And so, it was good. I thought I'd bring that to you on air.
Interesting.
Very. Other than that, though, let's see... My nephew that we celebrated on Saturday for him to go to Cal Poly. So he did that, you know, tears. They mm-hmm. took him down to L.A. or whatever, and, you know, he's gone. So I miss him. Yeah. But I hear he's adapting very well. He's in the dorm, so he's already juiced about how many people he's met already.
By people, he means girls.
Correct.
So, ladies, I'm on the second floor.
What's up? Co-ed. You know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so did that. Just went to my niece's. She's in on the cheer team, mm-hmm. and she's six, and she's banging. Like uh-huh. she's the leader.
Uh-huh.
So she'll be starting all the cheers. It is so serious. Uh-oh. So
what's one of the cheers? Like, what's one of the cheers?
She was just like, "Hey, girls," and they're like, "Yeah, who are we?" And they're the like. Pleasant Grove Eagles or whatever. So they just like spell out Eagles and then say Pleasant Grove. Like uh-huh. it's the cutest thing. And they have everything. She does the cartwheels to the round offs to the little bridge. Like it's serious.
I want
to
hear a cheer.
I mean, I'll have to have her teach it to me. I wish she was awake right now because I would call my sister and have her be put on the phone because she would say it too.
Is it cheers like y'all won the game, y'all think y'all hot, we'll win the fight in the parking lot, let's go.
No,
that's a South Side kind
it's of
cheer.
Not, I'm sure it is.
Luther Burbank really, High School
we're
cheer.
We're really
right there.
Sophisticated over here at Pleasant Grove. Okay,
really?
This is how we get
you,
down.
You want another cheer?
No, I don't.
Come on,
save it. No, just save it.
Wait, hold on.
Yes,
Morris, can I give another cheer? That was heard at Luther Burbank High School. He said.
We
got
7 minutes
right. Yeah. Thank you. See, that's why we
that's
hired
our producers.
Them.
Okay, keep
that's why
track.
We got them here.
Appreciate that.
Real quick, so shout out. I already gave Reed a shout out. I want to give a shout out to Anna, my Iota sweetheart sister, which brings me to the next thing that I did today. Was I did a walk for diabetes this morning, and it was really nice. It didn't rain on us or anything, and
nice.
It was just cool. I was with my sweetheart sister, Anna, and Larisha, and the three of us just were suited and booted in our Iota sweetheart jackets, looking real fresh, you know, for the cause. So it was pretty cool. Shout outs to you guys and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday is now. If
right
she
now.
Were in, if she were in the East Coast, because that's where she stays. So it's already after midnight over there, so
is
happy birthday, Mom. She is trying.
She
She's in Puerto Rico right now because
what?
Not for her birthday though. No.
She's the club.
No.
No,
she's you guys know, or most of you know that my mom's a flight attendant, so she's actually on a trip on her birthday.
In Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico.
She's gonna get caught up there with Donald Ma.
She may get a DUI on the plane. Let's just say. I'm just saying. No, but shout out to my mom and shout out to Levante, who is in Alabama.
Yeah.
And he's trying to tune in as well. So.
And let me just say.
Yes.
Happy birthday, dear Mama Dukes. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, she'll like that one.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie.
I see you, Mama Dukes, in Puerto
like
Rico.
She'll like that. Ooh, that was nice.
Thank you.
You've been working on it.
Let me tell you what's up.
There it is.
Timothy Rimes is coming in next, but if you really want to know, I made my debut last night as a wedding singer.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this.
Guitar player and me just doing a little duo.
Yeah.
Out on the floor. And
who was your guitar player?
His name's Narcy Gonzalez.
Oh.
Old dude I know.
Okay.
Older, in his 50s.
Okay.
And sang as she walked down the aisle.
Oh,
and then sang over
serious.
Dinner when they came to be presented in front of everybody afterwards for dinner.
Yeah.
They had me sing Loving You by Minnie Riperton.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
But I didn't do like that whistle.
Dang it.
I mean.
How high did you go?
I don't know. I just went, ooh.
Okay.
I can't even get that.
No, no. I don't even know. I mean, Mariah can. That's the only other person I know.
It was fun, but I was just standing there, you know, doing la 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 la. La 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 la. And I'm like, how's this coming out? I'm like, this is what they wanted, so I'm singing
this
it.
This is what they wanted, right.
Doodin, doodin, dweedoo.
Right.
But anyways,
I feel
good.
I feel it.
After that, I had a date.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
With homegirl from the restaurant that you slid her number.
She slid me her number.
You're right. You got it like that.
Yeah. So we went out bachata dancing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it. I'm all ears.
1, 2, 3, step. 1, 2, 3, step. So you learn, like, for the first hour.
Okay.
And then it's free form after
Where
that.
Is this at?
Spotlight Dance Studio in West Sacramento.
Okay.
It was cool. People all ages. Little Filipino old couple in there. And then a couple of my friends are running the thing. So we got late for practice, but we got the basics down. I got some little spins going on. Got me some suave points.
I guess
what it's called when you do good. The dudes do good. And so later that night, she's like, you're getting a lot of suave points tonight. What's up?
Ooh. Snap.
So we went and did bachata dancing, took in my favorite taqueria in Sacramento, La Garnacha.
Was this all your day? Because you know how last time you were like, where do you want to go? And you hate when girls say, oh,
idea.
I don't know.
No, I said, listen, girl,
you're coming with me.
You close that mouth when you're talking to me. But you can smile, though. No, I said, bachata dancing. She's like, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Steak quesadilla.
Nice.
Some horchata.
I love it.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
So
did she enjoy herself?
Yeah. So we're going to have she left her ring in my shirt pocket.
Oh, it was an accident?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So she could see you again.
looks like B has pulled that move.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I swear.
Okay. She leaves her earrings. Let me take these off really quick. Oh, where'd they go? I think I left them in your boot.
Okay, that's enough.
All right, but that leads us to our topic tonight.
Okay, cool.
Which we're going to get into in a little bit. But we want to know about your best and worst first date stories and or just like general dating practices that you think all guys and girls should know about. And I also want to talk about Facebook rules of engagement. I feel like more and more people are reaching out.
Okay.
With dates or hit up somebody on Facebook. And I have an example of that.
Oh,
happened
good.
Happened just yesterday.
Just yesterday. Shout out to you, actually, from my other sweetheart,
I'm right here.
Anna. No, I know. She said, oh, hey, Duffy. So I thought I'd just...
Hello, Anna.
Hello,
I'm Anna. Available for hire.
Oh, gosh.
You need me to sing some songs. All right, should we bring in our guest, B?
Absolutely.
Okay. He has been in the Sacramento scene. He's getting warmed up. You can go ahead and shut the door, too. I don't want to get robbed.
Right. Tell him about that.
Oh, okay. I don't want to say where we are in Sacramento.
Yeah. I wouldn't either.
But me and our guest here, Tim, just got rolled up on scene in the parking lot at the same time as cops were getting there. And I guess a robbery had just taken place. But it wasn't us, right, Tim?
No.
Okay. Timothy Rimes, by the way. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey.
He's on the scene, in the hip-hop music scene here in Sacramento for many years. Experienced rapper, businessman, and life liver.
Oh, a life liver.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I love
one
that.
Of those people who's lived a lot of life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hasn't
I
grown
have
up
a live
with...
liver.
And he has a live liver, too.
He, right.
Yeah.
That's why he's sitting here.
That's why he's here tonight.
Okay.
We were looking for potential organ donors. You qualified.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you met my liver.
Oh.
You went, no.
We've seen a CAT scan, though. It looked okay.
No,
checked
right.
out.
Sorry.
So, Timothy Rimes, tell people a little bit about yourself. I mean, as a person, what you're all about, so you can kind of get an idea of who you are, and then we'll jump into our topic tonight.
I'm just, you know... entertainer, father, student of life, just
student of life.
Happy to be here, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bring Twinkies and Hostess with
he
me.
He does. Oh, by the way.
He's our sponsor.
Thanks for reminding me, B.
Yeah.
You want another cupcake?
Well,
Tim, what would you like to eat? Cupcake or Twinkies?
I'm good. I brought those for you guys.
He brought it for us.
Bad
what?
Business practice.
Well, and I ate mine
bad
on the
business
air.
Practice? I must be going out of business then.
Who wants it? First one to comment on my Facebook. You can get it.
We got a whole box.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Did I just start a contest?
Ooh.
Anyways.
And wait, real quick.
Yes.
The Morris brothers will be letting us know if we're getting any comments or stuff on the chat or Facebook that we're missing, because chances are we probably are going to miss it.
And again, if you see us look at our phones, it's definitely business related because
yes.
We are blowing up.
Because we are doing
literally
Twitter and all that stuff on there.
Correct.
Let me go find
and shout this. Out to Dominic Morris who just joined us. What up?
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyways, where we were, Kim.
Yeah.
Sir.
Sir.
Sir Timothy Rhymes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was going to be offended if you didn't do that.
I know. I had to kiss his ring, actually, before we agreed to do this interview. Me
it's
and
only
me
custom.
Had to kiss the ring.
It's just natural.
It's just natural.
What else should people know about you, Tim?
They should know that got a couple projects coming out soon. We're going to be relaunching a lot of stuff on firstdirt.com. I have a t-shirt right now for anybody that's into music. It says, drums roll everything around me, dream. And it's, like, doing really well.
Mm.
If anybody's interested, you know, I mean, just hit me up on Facebook or one of these guys up.
So you remix the line, cash rolls everything around me.
Definitely.
I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, that's why you got me here, dear.
you know, I had a t-shirt line once, and, okay.
Stop.
Never mind. Okay.
Okay,
I won't go there.
Ooh, we're getting hit up for this cupcake
be,
one time.
Put that on silent.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Tim, tell people about what First Dirt is. People who don't know.
First Dirt is basically somewhat of a label, somewhat of a promotional company, and somewhat of a family. We're just a bunch of artists that work together to try to get somewhere with our music and our art. And, you know, just try to help each other out.
And what kind of people have we brought to Sacramento to perform?
Recently we brought Dead Prez. Before that we brought Cannabis. We brought Locksmith. You know, we've worked with people like Zion Eye and The Grouch.
Oh, love them.
Oh yeah.
They're dope.
You know, just working on some more right now.
Excellent.
Trying to keep things moving.
I gotta get me one of those t-shirts, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like my own one. Do they come in like at least small sizes? Are they
yeah.
mostly?
Yeah, I can print it on anything that you want. Like, if you want, like, a...
Fantastic.
What did my friend call it? A racer back?
Oh,
what's
racer
that?
Back.
I don't know. My one of my homegirls asked
that
me for
a line
racer
of underwear
back.
So I should know what that is?
Racer back?
Zenaida, do you know what that is? Zenaida is one of our fans.
I feel like they only sell those Victoria's Secret, whatever that is.
I don't know about
back.
That. We'll go ahead and Google it one time. We'll get back to you next
Morris,
Sunday.
Morris, find out what a razor back is. What's it called?
Racer back. Something like that.
Well,
I don't know.
Why don't you guys Google that? And if it's a thong...
Wow. I just
I
had
know.
A comment that just said, why is Dove V always eating all
the time? Because this is casual, kind of.
I love it.
I can finish
I love that
this.
They picked up on it so fast. No, let me just... I'm sorry, Sir Tim.
It's
but I
right.
just had to tell you something. Like, from the first radio show that I had with Dove V 4 years ago, almost five, actually... This fool always had food to eat, like, and he always brought it, and he always shared, and that's what
thank you.
That was the big thing about.
Did I ever say B with the hands off my pizza?
No, you
I
never
said, no,
said that, but I just
you can
love
have
it.
One
like,
bite.
He's like, oh B, just to let you know, we got breadsticks in the lobby. Oh B, just to let you know, we got filet mignon in the lobby. Like, it's like, where does this fool get all this food from? But there's to answer your question. He's just always eating.
It was
back to Sir Tim.
We still have plenty of these left, so...
Uh-huh.
Plenty.
Phone screeners are standing by, so call in if you want your free Hostess. Scrumptious, every bite to the last drop.
Correct.
All right, B.
Anyways.
Okay, sorry, Sir Tim.
Not a problem, not a problem.
Now, I remember when we... Zion and I and the Grouch.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reggaeton duo called Zion and Lennox, just to get confused.
Oh.
But they went to the B Street Hangar. Were you a part of that back in the day?
No.
Okay.
Because we could have known you if you were.
We
no,
went.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I remember that, though.
And we were in the front row with Mr. Fab, and it was so nuts.
Were you going dumb?
Yes. No, I was going dumb to save my life.
We had to.
Oh, I mean,
it was just you had to adapt.
When I go to a show, I like to, you know, take in the whole experience and not be like, but there were so many people going dumb, I felt like I had to go dumb to save my life. Honestly.
You couldn't just stand still.
It was friend Tasha, her
stole
feet.
Stole a few elbows, you were all right.
Yeah. Well, I was like going dumb like this, like permanently pushing someone, like to keep my distance from so I could breathe.
Oh my gosh.
And Natasha could, her feet left the ground
at one
point.
Me.
Oh, that was you.
Yes.
There's so many people that was like,
damn,
floating.
You were levitating.
Yes.
Yeah. They broke the barrier. We had to stop the show because people were going so dumb.
That they pushed me on top of the stage.
Yeah. Mr. Pap had to stop.
Pretty energetic.
At a skate park.
Yeah.
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 Anyways.
That doesn't serve alcohol.
Yes.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Is that?
I don't know. There's a bunch of these little tablets. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
These little vitamins floating around.
I forgot to take my zinc before I went to the show. I knew I forgot something to eat. That's why I'm so dehydrated.
Wow.
So what happens when you get dehydrated? You just go dumb.
So I have a question for you, Sir Tim.
Sure.
Now, when we first interviewed you, and you frequented our studio, actually, on several occasions, this was great. We went by another name for you, and I wanted to kind of know what the change was about.
I mean, I still go by A-Rab, Always Rise Above BS, but I just have, like, been going through a lot of stuff in my personal life that has affected my music, and I just don't feel like I'm still in that mode, so Timothy Rhyme kind of is something that is a little more personal, because a lot of the music that I'm talking about now is real personal, so I have a lot of, not a lot, but I have a couple projects coming out, and I spoke with, you know, Mr. Vicari himself.
Vicari.
Yeah. I apologize. I didn't do that. you know, about, you know, certain things that I want to do. So it just fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's all about reinvention. We're kind of going by our real names, too, now.
We kind of are, huh?
Mm-hmm. I like that, though. It's more personal, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think both of our names came from high school, if I think about it.
Something like that.
Like, I mean, Double Freehold and that whole deal kind of came into the
whole
DV.
Wait, so you guys knew each other in high school?
No.
We should have.
Oh, okay.
But we told each other's story. Like, I just know him very well.
She would have been the only black girl for like 60 miles.
Everyone would have known. Well, that would have been very true. But like, B Unit was a name given to me in high school as well for basketball. Because it was during the time where like G Unit just came out and they were real hyped, you know, 50 Cent up in the club.
And B was a
and,
dunk
you
on
know,
basketball.
I was dunking on people. Mm-hmm. You know, I got
the drop step.
Yeah, it was nothing. Like, I just did it all day. But what I'm saying is that's where I got my name from.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that, you know, we are grown now. We're 23 years old. Like, we are feeling, you know, kind of keep it so that people remember us for what it was, but you know, I am Brittany Rossman.
Transition. We're reinventing the wheel.
It's an evolution.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
We're evolving in front of your eyes.
Look at us. Actually, my 5 o'clock shadow's coming in,
there
actually.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Mo, Mariah Hickey, and Rami, who are listening right now. They're Facebooking me, so I see you guys. Mo wrote, yeah, I finally get to tune in. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yay, finally.
So glad you guys are on board. And we are glad you are, because our topic tonight. And Sir Tim, we are happy to have you be a part of this. What are good dating practices / like, what's your best first date or worst first date story? I hope you have one.
I do.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Should we start with our guest, Sir Tim?
Most deaf.
I mean, Tim. Let me know. I want to,
You know, see, what had happened was...
Ooh.
Wait.
Best story starter ever.
Set the scene.
No,
like,
best story starter ever.
Were you
what had happened
the
was?
Season, or I don't know, what was the circumstance?
I met this girl at...
when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much... So, go ahead.
What?
It was common. Go ahead.
I met this girl at a club. I forgot which one, but I remember I was there with a buddy of mine, and he was trying to talk to her friend. And so she automatically assumed that I was trying to
talk
to her. And I was like, whatever, you know? And I did my own thing.
Uh-huh.
And so by the end of the night, she was like, how come you weren't trying to talk to me and all this stuff, right?
How come you didn't get at me?
Yeah.
What race was she?
Latina.
Mm. Latina.
Yeah.
They can be feisty from time to time.
No, I mean, me and her are still really good friends, you know?
Good.
But she's it was just pretty interesting how it all unfolded.
Uh-huh. Unfolded. Okay. That's a good word.
So we exchanged numbers just to say, hey, you know, like, you know, be
friendly.
Did you
feel bad so you gave her your number?
No, she ended up giving me hers,
which
was, like, pretty flattering because I didn't I thought she was just trying to, like, give me the cold shoulder. You know?
So how did you think she was giving you the cold shoulder when she came up and said, how come you're not trying to get at me?
Well, I don't know. She just had, like, this weird attitude. You know what I mean? Maybe it was the alcohol.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
And Tim used to have, like, one of those rat tails and used to always wear, like, those black cloaks, like World of Warcraft. And that was what sealed the deal.
And then
I
his
think.
Style just got this
she,
good.
You don't happen
like
to
that.
Be a gamer, do you? Said, yeah. Kenny's at the club, too.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
He usually works, but...
He loves my hamster.
He donated his...
Pardon him.
What? Donated his rat tail. Tails of love. Anyway, Sir Tim, continue with the story. God.
So, before I was... No, I'm just playing.
Right.
So we ended up talking, and she ended up being really cool, and like we ended up like getting along, and so we decided to go out on a date, and which, you know, I forgot where we went, but it was like a hookah bar on J Street, and you know, we were hanging out, having a good time, just talking. She's really cool, like really hot, you know, like, you know, it was a good night, and so we get into these conversations, and all of a sudden she busts out like with this proposal for me. And it was
to
literally
get married?
No,
oh,
no.
Okay. That's close.
No. It was literally this proposal to where if I went to go get checked, like she would be willing to
engage in extracurricular activities.
Extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm. She just wanted to make sure that my report card
came back with passing grades.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I felt confident in my grades, but she wanted to, like, see the actual report card.
So she wanted to see, like, a pleasure to have in class. Thank you.
And if you're listening right now, like, you know, I love you. You know,
right.
We still
mad
cool,
love.
You know, and I just thought it was a very good story to share with my friends, you know.
That's what we're all about on the Sacramento Sunset.
I
so did you go get did you go to the administrative office and get that printed out, Tim?
Oh, he
did. Or did you just like make one on Microsoft Word?
I did.
Looks like don't have that. That what are they called? The crabs don't have that either. She's like, did you make this on PowerPoint?
What happened?
I never
did it.
Nah, I just never did it.
So you guys fell out of touch kind of or what?
Kinda. I mean, we still talked a little bit, but I mean, not like before.
Got it.
And we're still friends, but we could have been more than friends.
Can I ask you something?
We could have been study buddies.
Could I ask you?
Sure.
So what's your reasoning to not, because it was like, did you feel embarrassed, or were you like, well, my word should be okay, or
I just never, I never got, like, approached like that. And
right,
I,
it
one
seems
of my,
a little aggressive.
Especially on our first date.
Seems real aggressive.
And I go back and I tell my buddy, and he's like, dude, he's like, you better go down there, dude, she's hot. And I was like, I know, man, I want to, but
at the same time,
like, I've never been approached so, like, business style about something like that. And so, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, go hit her up and be like, so I have those documents you're requesting.
Right.
You know? And
I'll have my people get to your people.
Yeah. Well, should I fax you?
Was she like a business major? What was her...
Stop.
That's how she operates.
Oh,
you know, this will take 4 to 6 days for processing. I'll let you know.
You're hilarious. Well, my homie...
Running by my supervisor.
Yeah. Right. My homie Goon Squad said at least she was being safe. Big ups.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I totally agree. Because at
totally
the same time, that's great, but I don't understand why it was a first date conversation.
Exactly.
That would kind of, actually not kind of, that would really throw me off.
And there was not even any alcoholic beverages in the...
Right.
In the mix.
Just some hookah.
Up on some hookah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
So, I mean, I took it as flattering and kind of like a new experience at the same time, you know?
So, okay, that brings me...
Yes.
Great story.
Great,
compelling.
Story, actually,
I'm liking
rich.
This.
That was
I'm liking
really
this.
Good.
So that
these adjectives.
I'm proud of you.
We're journalists. Sorry, I had to switch something on the computer.
No problem.
What's the like the no? I'm gonna say like the rules to follow.
Guidelines.
The guidelines be. I want to hear a woman's point of view, and a man who's been knighted a sir, a point of view too. Because I went on a first date last night, so I'm gonna wade in. With what you guys have to
and
say.
And what was your question? Just of what should go on?
Yeah. What's too much? What's going over the edge?
Okay.
And what's kind of like perfect by your standards.
Okay. Well, since he's our guest, I'll have him go first.
By your standards, sir.
By my standards?
And then we'll have Vigo next.
My conduct or her conduct?
Ooh. Both. Okay, start with her, though.
With her?
Yeah. Start with her so I can do him.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to do him?
No.
And I'll do her.
Be no. Pleased. We are broadcasting live.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how
really?
You know we're friends, because we
oh
share.
Gosh. Oh.
All right?
I apologize for
I'm so sorry
we're
for
strategic.
These people mm-hmm. here.
Well, let me do her first.
Y'all watching.
Stratego.
You know me. Thank you,
though. I think what I like the most is when a female is just very bubbly and lively. Like, not too serious at first, you know, just
mm-hmm.
shows that humorous side of her. Because I like to laugh, you know. I like to joke around and stuff like that. So if a girl could do that, like, I'm like yeah, this could go somewhere, you mm-hmm. know. And I like a girl that, like, if she's feeling me, like, she's not scared to not say it, but show it in some
uh-huh.
way. You know, not a
okay.
girl that's, like just totally reserved in that area and will just,
so she
like,
can't be shy?
I mean, you could be shy and still, like, get your message across in some way, you
okay.
know? Because body language is, like, what, 50, 60% of how we communicate, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, there's a way to communicate things in a way without using words. And
true that. A way to flirt with you a little bit.
Right,
okay.
right.
Okay,
and if, you know, I'm not big on mixed signals, so...
I'm not big on mixed signals.
I hate it.
Oh, man. Lord Jesus.
You guys don't like that.
I'm quite the fan. Do you like me, or...
That was quite the fan.
You cold shoulder me?
Right. That's
my kind of girl. Don't know if you're coming or going. I like that kind
I
of girl.
I like it.
No, a couple I can get with. Log on to Facebook.
Okay.
Ooh, wow.
Sorry, B's in the middle over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep you two separate.
Thank
here.
You. So
welcome.
That being said, Tim, what is going over the line? I mean, I know we're dudes, but we're gentlemen. But
most
what,
of you.
I can't stand it when a girl is more hood or ghetto than me.
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
What's your hood rating lately?
last time I checked, I got three mics
in
the source.
Really?
Yeah.
Three mics. In the source. In the source magazine. I get it, man.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't get it. Oh, I have my black card.
Gosh. Killing me.
Okay.
Okay.
So too ghetto. Or how about like being too forward? Like the
I don't,
chick who asked for your report.
I honestly didn't mind that. Like, I kind of like it. I'm more of like, I'd rather know than not know. You know, so maybe that another thing that I don't like is when a girl just doesn't say much at all. You know, when I have to like pull teeth.
Me too.
Yeah.
Can't stand
well, it up. Makes the conversation hard. Like, there's
right.
no flow. Like, it's like,
mm-hmm.
am I talking to myself? Because I keep having to ask you questions.
Right. It's
and
like.
And then get the answers from
yeah.
me too.
Yeah. And then like the answers will be like, so, how's your day?
How's your chicken taco?
Fine.
It was good. How's work? It was hard, but whatever. It was fine.
It's fine.
If whatever's in your vocabulary, ladies, no.
No, two thumbs down.
I don't ever want to hear whatever.
It's whatever.
Yeah. That's exactly what they say.
Oh, I hate
it.
Okay, B.
Yes.
I want to hear your first, best, or worst first date story.
Oh, okay. So, my story. Okay, so this is hilarious. This was in high school because
uh-huh.
the only reason I had a date and was allowed to date was before a dance. So it happened
Ooh.
To be Sadie's, in which that's the dance where the girl asked the guy, okay?
Okay.
So, now, I don't know how it ended up happening, but I went to school with all white people.
What? So did I.
I know,
that's
the,
why we're so close.
I know. Yeah, we get along so well.
What about the brown people?
The brown...
Native
you know,
Americans
there were, there
tend to go to old school. Native Americans grow up.
Can you stop?
On the reservation.
Oh
the janitor's kids?
Gosh.
The landscaper's kids?
No, you know,
no?
there were definitely some browns there. I'm just saying majority. 90%.
People.
That's how serious it was. 90%.
All right.
Okay. So, but somehow, I always ended up, you know... Bring it, because nobody would ask me to dances, because I was just black girl, you know, it's kind of tough, you know, so I ended up just pulling people out, every black person I could, you know, to come to the dance.
Until, like, Who Let the Dogs Out came on, or, like, yeah, my Usher came on.
Right.
Like,
I'm not trying to
right.
be mean.
Hit it.
But I might be a little intimidated asking you to a dance, too. I couldn't
really?
Imagine myself being, so, B-Unit? Would you like
to? But I'm like so nice. Do I give off this intimidating aura or what?
No, but when your street name is B Unit,
Okay, it wasn't big unit.
And she's got one of those change-ups when she's dribbling on the court where she dribbles it behind her back and then hits you with...
So I was just wondering if I can finish my story.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Continue. So now that I'm intimidating and everything...
You're pissed. So yes, I'll go to the dance with
my
you.
Friends ended up finding this guy that was willing to come to the dance with me.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little hood, as you would say. And it was just kind of funny because we all go out to dinner. You know, that's a little routine. Like, mm-hmm. we go out to dinner before the dance. We go out to dinner. And, like, this fool had the worst, like, manners in the world.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't understand. He'd be like, hey, waiter, hey, can I get another water? You see my water, my cup empty, right? Like, all night. Like, it was stuff like that.
Man, in those way months.
No, you don't understand. It was the most embarrassing thing. Like, I was sitting there like this. I was like...
Was it just the two of you or the group setting?
No, okay. So it was a group. So there's two other couples.
And they're
us.
Like, this is why we don't take Brittany with us. She always rings.
Baby and her man.
Yeah.
The freaking ghetto black people.
No, I did not watch BET today.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. But no, it was, like, so funny. Like, I look back on it now and I'm like, really? Like, that it was hilarious. So, yeah, just, like, all night he, like, and granted... Okay, I understand that the rule of the date for Sadie's is it just happens once. And so the girl mm-hmm. does everything, right? Mm-hmm. So the girl asks the guy, you go out to dinner, the girl pays for it. You go, and you're supposed to match, too. So we were, like, matching.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just funny. He was like, man, after we ate, he was like, man, that meal was hecka good. And he was like, and it was better because it's free. And I was like, oh.
Gentleman.
My gosh, right.
He's being honest.
He was just
honesty.
Being so honest. I was
virtue.
Like, this fool. Like,
dang.
I could not believe it. I was like, best believe that this is the last free meal you'll ever receive from me.
Hey, this hostess was good, and it was even better because it's free. Are we going to take a Facebook update? B, what do we got cracking over here?
I love this. This is like real news action right now. This just in. Okay, Armando Tejas. Let's see here. Number one.
What's up, Mondo?
Oh, okay, so this is going up. This is going with what do you expect on the first date?
Okay.
So Armando says, number one, don't give it up on the first date. Number two, if there's...
Bad advice.
If there's no... You didn't take it. You didn't get the test, homie.
I would have if I didn't need it.
I have a laminate of my report. Please don't mark on it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an original.
Number two, if there's no laughter from each other, no bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno.
I bet it is.
And then number three, don't date within the inner circle. Ooh, that was a good one, Armando.
Yeah.
I feel that.
There
is a code, apparently. You can't date, like, if we were dating and then we broke up. You know what could happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have a lot of children, homie. Come on now. So if we were dating and then we broke up,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, you know, your best friend, say, mm-hmm. was on the market at the time.
Okay.
I was like, huh, I know that V and I are dead, but, like, I'm kind of feeling home.
So, for instance, me?
Yeah. Yeah, right. So then I'm like over here.
Oh, you dating
you.
Tim now?
Right.
What's Tim got that I don't have?
And then it just starts this big fight. You see this?
Just because he looks good in a hat? Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
I look good in a jacket.
So you can't do the whole inner circle deal. You know, Armando,
yeah,
big ups to you. I feel it. I understand
that's a good
that.
Point.
It start. I mean, why would you want a girl to come in between your relationship, your friendship?
Yeah.
That's
like
cool.
That's mm-hmm. one of my main rules is no friends, exes, and no coworkers.
Mm.
Yeah, coworkers are bad.
Yeah.
I've never dated one, and I don't ever plan to.
I learned the hard way, but
okay.
It was a, well, learned.
He's lived a lot of life, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a liver. Remember?
You are a liver. You are a liver. You're
just checking out clean, okay?
Yes. So, yeah, that was my lovely date.
We're still taking Facebook comments and everything. We're not facilitating it because we're busy talking to you guys. But we got the Morris Brothers over here taking down stuff. So you can find us on the Sac State Sunset on Facebook. We're still trying to change that to the Sacramento Sunset.
Yes.
Or write us on B Unit or my or even Tim's last Facebook post. And we'll try and get it in on the show. So I got a good first date story. It was in high school.
It's a good one?
It's
okay, good, because ours were bad.
This
so
really...
I'm glad you have a good one. glad.
Oh, what, mine's bad?
No, I'm saying you said you have a good one. Oh, do you have a good one? Or
you
are
set
you
a
saying,
standard for you. So
are,
you,
are you
to...
saying you have a good bad one?
I have a good bad one.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Three's a charm, I guess. Hit it.
Okay, so it was in high school. There was a foreign exchange student.
Okay.
Her name was Mary. I don't remember her last name.
Mary,
she was from Brussels.
Where is that? Sprouts?
Somewhere, yeah. Somewhere where they have... Oh, she's in Belgium, like Belgian waffles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
And so I was pretty cool. I thought I was like the man because I landed her as my date. You know, like, oh, Vince is taking the foreign
the exchange
foreign student.
Foreign exchange.
That's why I fell this
right.
Step off.
Right.
So it was kind of, I mean, in my small school, like, whoever the foreign exchange student is like the person. It doesn't even matter where you're from. It's just because you're different from everyone else.
What if you're attractive? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And she was okay.
She was cool.
But it was because she was foreign.
Yeah, yeah. She was married.
Kind of like
18, she wasn't married. She
Belgian
was married.
Belgian foreign, like brown hair. Just kind of a plain face, but just had that style. Kind of like B.
She had.
Like, no makeup.
Whoa!
Yeah, natural beauty.
Yeah, that's
okay,
what I'm saying.
Okay, I was just saying,
yeah.
Nobody like me, but I understand that.
No, but So she's my date, right?
Yes.
I had just won Homecoming King, like, the night before.
Nice.
So I'm the king, okay? Whatever, the king.
The king. That's
El
weird.
Rey.
I'm
yeah,
sitting
El
next
Rey.
To a sir and a king.
That's
how
right.
privileged.
How does that be? So I'm feeling good. We go out to dinner, all my friends, because it's senior year, you know. I'm taking Marie out. She's my date. It's like, oh, Vince, you know, Marie this, Marie that.
Right.
So we're at a Mexican restaurant. She's from Belgium, keep in mind. We're at a Mexican restaurant. She orders off the menu, and things are going cool, and she's conversating, and she has this accent, but it's cool. Dinner comes. Everyone, it's like 12 of us, so everyone gets their food. And she goes, what is this? I did not order this. No, I did. I don't have a Mexican accent. I'm just like, all I got. But she's, no, this is not what I ordered, Vince. And I'm like, you order whatever the hell, the ensalada with whatever. I did not.
International.
She's foreign, okay? No.
In the country.
What?
In the rock.
Okay, sorry. Is it getting hot in here? Is it just me?
It's just you. And then, okay, so I got several Facebook updates. Apparently. All right,
we'll see what Facebook.
Please hold.
Right now.
So, Anna says, please do not dwell on your ex. Don't date. Oh, this is good. Okay. So she's basically saying, like, what to expect, like, do not do this at all. Don't date if you're still in love with your ex. Since it's a first date, focus more on you as an individual. Simple things, not too deep, but not superficial,
mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. You always make sense. cliche, but be yourself. Yes. I totally agree with that, 100%.
Yeah, I like it.
It's not fair for the person that, you know, seems like they can be into you,
mm-hmm.
And you, like, set up this just, like, wall right here, not because of anything but the dude before or the girl before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had to find this out firsthand, like, and it's just not fair. It's just like, but I'm a good person, like,
mm-hmm.
Believe me, like, I'm
yeah.
not who the other person was. Like, I promise you that.
Well, that person shouldn't be on a date, then. Basically.
That's true. And
yeah.
That's what Anna was saying. She's like, clearly you're not over it. So
right.
There's no need for you to be dating still.
That's a good point.
I like that a lot.
Yeah,
I like
that
a lot. Thank you, Anna. And then second was from Goon Squad, who said, on the first date, you better smell good and wear something that's sexy but leaves a little for your imagination.
I like that.
B,
yeah.
What's your go-to sexy outfit?
You know.
Let me close my eyes.
You know what's funny is there's not just one.
Oh. Wait. I want to know how big the earrings are, by the way.
They're definitely not the studs. They're going to be the hoops.
Okay, the hoops.
Yeah, it brings more effect for the short haircut.
Okay.
Yeah. Get some done. Now, let's see. I can go from a simple, like, but classy dress that I have. I love wearing dresses. And it's like, I love wearing long dresses. It's just something
past the
that
knee.
I have.
Do you do the sexy high heels and everything?
I got them. Best
yes.
believe. Brittany gets from 5'6 to 5'11 real quick.
Nice.
Right. So, I think I totally agree. Goon Squad's like one of my best guy friends. And like, we've always discussed like, what makes it more sexy for a woman that you like? If she has everything, like saying like, if she looks good, but dresses trashy. It like messes it up. Like, yeah, it's just like, it's too much. It's like, well, dang, I see all of it already. Like, what else can I do? You know?
Okay. And so that's kind of like a hint towards that whole like classy but sexy thing.
Right. You know? Like, right.
Maybe that might be an issue in the future.
So what I want to know is, B.
Yes.
It's going to come out bad, I know, but I want
to
know.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Do you need to write it down?
No.
Do I have to screen this comment? Okay, go ahead.
Maybe you do, but...
Okay.
Cleavage on the first date.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? When does it become trashy? Is that getting too much? No, more.
No, that's fine. I mean, laughing.
It is an option that girls choose to partake in.
It is an option.
Right? Right.
I think sometimes if it's too much, though, they are not...
Did you show any?
I think that's fine. Uh-huh. Have you seen Love and Basketball, either of you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm like,
you remember
I'm
that?
Not
you
black,
remember the...
or I don't play basketball.
You
I don't
know
play basketball.
You stop.
I haven't.
Okay, it wasn't Love and Basketball, my bad. Yeah. Brown Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her little red dress that she had.
Mm-hmm.
She looked real nice,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, but at the same time... She was like, it wasn't like, ooh, that girl,
Yeah.
She looked too trashy for me right now. No.
Yeah, there's a certain way to do
there's
it.
There's a certain way
just
to do it.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, like, you know. I
mean, girls know, like, when they
yeah,
put stuff on.
Yeah, if it's too much, then
girls,
it's too much.
Girls know what they're
like,
doing.
I don't have the problem, so I can't really speak on that. But I'm just saying, I understand, and it shouldn't be... Because here's what happens. Girls, it's so funny that girls do this, but it's like, okay, so they show a lot, right? Or they appear to
I know
be
where
something,
you're going with
right?
This.
Okay. So oh. They appear to be like, okay, you know, here I am, here's my girls, what are you gonna do with it? But that's apparently not what they're trying to put out there.
My eyes are right
and
here.
And how dare you take me that way? And why would you ask to sleep with me on the first date? Homie, it's because you're putting yourself out there.
You're
like,
in a tube top and a mini skirt. That's why.
There's a different
got glitter.
Way to go. Yeah, got glitter.
How
like,
do you not?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Hi, how
the,
are
the
you?
The glitter on your chest is blinding me. I
my
can't.
Eyes right. are right here.
Right.
Respect me.
It's so funny. Like, it kills me every single time.
Oh, man.
Every single time. So, yes, most definitely there's a way to flaunt what you have.
By the way, body glitter should only be for strippers. Because if you wear body glitter anywhere else...
Or if you're 13. Like, that's the only time I've ever... Well, like, girls, like, in middle school and stuff, they would put it on our arms and stuff because we feel real cute.
Why
like
don't they
that.
Put it on their face?
Because it's, like, glittery
really wanna...
lotion. Zanata, you remember the glitter lotion, don't you, girl? Thank you. So, that's what I'm talking about. Otherwise, you don't really...
Hey, but what one of our listeners said about smelling nice... That is cool because the girl I took out last night, she smelled nice. And I got in my car this morning and it still smelled like
ooh.
Her. And we weren't even in the back seat for that long.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, for that long.
I'm kidding.
For that
there
long.
Was, there was no kiss on the first date. And I kept you in mind only because last time we did the show, she was like, I don't ever kiss on the first date, blah, blah, blah. I was like playing in my head when I'm like, oh. So I walk you to your door. She's like, no, I think I'm okay. And you're like, I don't ever kiss on the first date. And I'm
love
like,
it.
Okay, I'm doing okay.
Good job.
Doing okay.
Proud of you. Appreciate it.
Oh, God.
I gotta leave you guessing, leaving you want to come back.
That's true, huh?
But what if the girl leans in to kiss you on the first date?
I go, whoa.
I'm not like that. I have morals.
Whatever, you guys.
Who do you take me for? I drive you out? No.
Am I just a piece of meat?
What if dudes were like that, B? I have morals.
Hilarious.
I pressed
you
my shirt.
You guys are so mean right now.
I tucked my shirt.
To church tomorrow.
Oh,
no
goodness.
Comment. Right. No comment.
Before we get out of here, I want you guys to
is that it? Is that the hour?
Well, I mean, it is an hour. I just want to go
jeez
over.
Jeez Louise, that went fast.
But here's what I really want to know, because this happened
okay.
to me last night. Hitting people up on Facebook, especially like for kind of the initial contact. What do you guys feel about that? Because, okay, I got a message in my inbox last night.
Okay.
From a person who added me on Facebook, but I won't say how I met him in case you're listening. But got a message last night that just said, you're sexy. That's all it said.
Oh!
In my inbox.
See, that's not okay.
Arab's not in his head. Or Tim's not in his head. He's like...
Why did he call you Arab? I feel like it's been three.
Yeah, I'm counting.
Okay.
Has it really?
Beat up after
has it
no,
really?
We just didn't say anything.
Oh,
it's been
my bad.
You know, it's a flow of TV.
Morris Brothers
going to
jump in when we get done, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Okay, so I want to know your guys' feedback.
Do you want to go first?
On hitting somebody up on Facebook, period, but then also in that way. I want a chick's perspective and a dude's perspective.
Well, was she hot? I mean, let's be real.
I remember her as being cute, but I saw her for,
vaguely remember.
I saw her for a brief period of time. We'll put it that way.
On Facebook.
No, well, that too. And her pictures are kind of...
Ooh, it's hit or miss pictures. What is it with the hit or miss pictures on Facebook?
You tell me.
Can
me,
it
please.
Be real, please?
Like, for real.
I had to get a date stamp.
Like,
on
I don't understand.
Yeah,
it's like your face. It's like your face is like from high school.
Yeah.
And then the rest of your body didn't follow you. It was like, you know, like, I don't understand. It's like, be real. Like, be who you are, just so we know.
I'm going to start holding up a newspaper next time. I keep it real, though.
Got that picture from 2003.
Right.
Yeah.
As your default.
Whoa.
Yeah. And
whoa.
You see it uses your default like 8 times before in the last 2 years.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. Do you want me to go? Or you want to go?
I don't think it's a problem per se. I mean, Facebook is really informal anyways. I mean, it's kind of like a free for all in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I feel like... If I hit up a chick that way, it would be bad.
And you're right.
If I wrote some
but
chick,
wait.
You're sexy. It's like, where's the police?
It depends on...
I just got assaulted on Facebook, sexually assaulted.
But I mean, you're in the entertainment business, and so you're going to have people, fans, friends, whatever, that are going to look at you in a different light, you know? So you never know what somebody might think about you as an artist that they haven't told you as... Like, you know, in your personal life. So, I don't think it's a bad thing per se. I mean, if she was to hit you up and be like, dude, like, I just want to tear you apart. And, you know, like, I mean, saying you're sexy, that could come, that's like text messaging
it's
somebody
called,
that.
It's called cannibalism.
Was it a message or was it on your wall?
No, it was on my, she wrote me a message, private message.
It was private.
My inbox.
Okay.
Was there an exclamation point?
No.
And a smiley face.
She spelled you're wrong. She put Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Oh, we're journalism majors, sorry. It
no,
matters.
So that, you are,
it matters.
It kind of loses some points with me. If you can't do the apostrophe R-E.
Or even spell
catch
check.
Me off guard with the correct punctuation.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, apostrophe. Girls use apostrophes.
Man.
Oh, my God. There's nothing sexy.
Vince is like, but you know what's not sexy is that word.
Yeah.
Hey. Pretty much. That's what
if a chick writes me and knows how to use a semicolon in the correct way in a sentence,
it's like,
she's
whoa.
Got me.
It's like butter.
Brains.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the way you use that colon, girl.
No, that didn't come out right.
No, please don't use the word.
Oh, okay,
please,
yeah, no.
That doesn't work.
Apostrophe,
that
yeah,
doesn't
comma,
my
not
bad.
Colon.
Not colon.
No.
We'll stay away from those.
Apologize, Dr. Tim.
Well, can I briefly just say that I agree with Sir Tim, just because I think, just like, I wouldn't take it personal. Like, I would think it was funny. And if you decided to be more serious about it, you would hit me up more. Like, usually if that ever happened, like, I wouldn't respond. Or I'd do, like, a LOL or something like that. Because it's just like,
LOL.
Okay. Lots
sexy,
of
LOL.
Laughs.
Yeah, I'm sexy.
Well, at least it was just that, you know? Because I have a friend that sent me a message that some other guy sent her.
Sent you a message. Okay.
And it was pretty,
elaborate.
What beat?
Elaborate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was pretty comical. Like, she sent me this message of this guy that was trying to get at her on Facebook, and it was like pretty comical. I was like, this guy really sent that?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's like, hey girl, like, is your man taking care of you? And
wow.
Yeah. I mean, so to me, like, you're sexy is
there's
like
nothing.
Oh, that's
nothing
okay.
In comparison.
Okay, that's true.
That's and I understand it. And there's like times where, because this is funny, but like basically I've had it happen before where, I mean, it happened just with the restaurant, and now it's like, so how do you get someone's number? If they're interested, they can give it to you. If they're not, they don't. Like, how, like, if you don't have it, and it's like, in the situation, is like, I know his little brother, like, we're really close. And so his little brother had my number, but how awkward would that have been if he was just like, hey, and I got a text, and I'm like, who the heck is this? You know, I think it's a lot easier to first like start on a network where it's just like it's kind of friendly, it's just easy, it's like okay, like it's whatever. I think it would be more intimate if say someone just ended up texting you, right? If you got a text from a random person saying, "Hey, sexy," would that make you feel different from getting it on Facebook?
Yes. Way because more. On Facebook, I can see who the hell it is.
And you're just like, how did you get my number? Am I being stalked right now? Like, I don't know exactly what's happening.
You know it's not a guy or...
I was going to say, it's not a 300-pound Samoan dude, like, texting me.
Right. So, I mean, I think it's almost like... And it's funny because it's just like the generation we grew up in, but it's almost to say it's like we're safer to try it out first if it happens like that on Facebook where we don't know them that well. It's just like you can start up a rapport of just like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like each time you're on, you can do the little chat or whatever.
I never chat, B.
That's fine. Okay. I'm just saying, let me talk. Okay. And so it's just like, you know, so I can see where at the end of the day, it's not hurting anybody. Yeah. Unless it's like what you were just saying about how you get real deeply involved talking about how is your man treating you, like that's a little bit too much for me.
Especially on like a first
on initial contact.
Keep it surface. Keep it surface. And if you guys decide to exchange, you know, numbers, it can get deep on another level at a different time.
See, I've never like met somebody through like a online thing like that, so I wouldn't know what that looks like.
I never have either.
Because I had met him in person before he hit me off. I don't know how that would be either. I do know, shout out to Prince, if I know he's not watching, but he's very good at finding somebody on the internet. So we should have him on this show.
Honestly.
No, real talk. Don't worry, I got his number.
What's
already.
His name, Prince?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that would be a very good addition.
Is it a symbol that has no sound? Or?
What?
Prince, is it the symbol?
No, it's the word. It's Prince, like Purple Rain to me. So, yeah, I'd actually love to have that element on this show. But to see how it is to actually really meet people online and then meet with them. Like, that's a whole different thing. We're not even talking about that right now.
I have a cousin that he's...
He does that too.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it.
Because it kind of scares me. It's just like, you don't know this person at all.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. B.
Yes.
That's a whole show in itself.
Whole show in itself.
The steps, the right ways to meet people online. We will give the tips.
Right.
You will tune in and listen.
Goon Squad, let them know.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
I have a buddy right now.
Right now.
That is living in China because of a girl he met online.
I love it.
Really?
See?
She
is
flew
beautiful.
Him out there.
Okay. Okay.
What? See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's a future show topic.
Apparently, because we're like way over. I feel like we said we were finishing this up.
Oh, we were. I know.
This is how it is, though.
Yeah.
People love us.
I hope. Are there any more Facebook comments or anything else, Morris Brothers, before we jump out of here?
Let me double check.
We know it's late, guys. We know it's Sunday. Most of you guys got school or work. Or God, court hearings tomorrow morning, or community service, or I don't know. What do you guys do?
High
power business meetings, shareholder stake negotiations. I just threw out a bunch of business words.
I have the last comment from Goon Squad here that I got this evening, which was relating back to the girl saying you're sexy or whatever. Says, nothing wrong with a girl saying you're sexy. I wouldn't do it personally, but I don't mind hearing it. But I get what he's saying about saying the same thing to a girl. A girl should stop, and a girl should stop grabbing guys behinds in the club.
Girls should stop grabbing guys behinds?
I guess that happened. Dante wants to know where that is.
What club is
what
that?
What club is that?
I think it's called Facebook.
I've never seen that before.
I was about to say that.
I've never seen that before.
I've never had any chick grab my butt. Anywhere, any club.
Maybe he's just trying to get his name out there.
Hold on, wait,
like, oh yeah, girls be grabbing mine though. They don't be grabbing yours, but they be grabbing mine. That's what he's trying to say.
Famous words by Bunit Rosman.
That'd be a great little clip, huh? To rip out. Oh,
hey, I see you put on your business card. Tell homeboy he gotta have a phrase on the back of that card when
he
gives it out.
I will.
Yo, I'm Mick the Mac, and
Mick.
I don't be grabbing theirs, but they be grabbing mine.
Holla!
All right, I guess it's time for us to get out of here, B.
Indeed.
Timothy Rhymes. Sir Timothy Rhymes, give you out your info where people can hit you up, find you, all that stuff.
Check me out on firstdirt.com. Facebook is Tim First Dirt Morales, or A-R-A-B. You can check me out on Twitter, /FirstDirt. YouTube.com/FirstDirtRecords. Got a bunch of stuff coming up. Stay tuned.
Well, you'll be back. We'll have you back on.
For sure.
Thank you for coming on the show.
You
thank
had
you
for a great
me.
Story, by the way. It was
yeah,
great. I like it, man.
I love it.
Thank you guys for having me.
So we're going to jump out. We'll be in next week with some more topics. I think another guest. We're working on something about the postgraduate life that we kind of want to get a perspective on, other than B-Unit myself. So stay tuned, because that's probably going to be coming next week here on the show.
Cool.
In the meantime, we are going to get out. B, do your sign-off. Tell them what's up.
All right, everybody. So I just, again, want to thank everyone for supporting us this evening. It was a great show. Like, this is the most amount that I've laughed thus far. I know many more to come. Again, thank you to all my friends that, you know, participated. It means a lot to me. Y'all know who you are. There was a lot today. I can't even name them off, you know, one at a time. So I just really appreciate it. Tune in next week. We're here, same time, 10 o'clock. Be at the TV screen coming at you.
And we'll have a Bee's Hive segment next
week.
Oh,
yeah, we didn't. We'll have one. We'll do that. Well, that's fine. We'll have one. Bee's Hive. It was too elaborate today with everything else going on.
I call it Bee's Got Hives.
But that's not funny, right? Anyways, this is B-Unit, and I'm gone.
Thank you, guys. So, for the Morris Brothers, for Sir Timothy Rhymes and B-Unit Rossman, I'm Vince Vicari saying thank you. Tune in next week. This will be on iTunes, I think. But just look for the Sacramento Sunset. Feel free to look us up on Twitter, the Sac State Sunset. It's just Sac State Sunset. We're trying to transition over. We're in preseason right now, so our full-blown show is coming later next month. We're still working out the kinks as we do these preseason shows. We appreciate the support. We appreciate the feedback. And I'll try to not eat so much in the future, but... But, Tim, this is our show.
He's really going to eat that, too.
Did you like how to even look at it? I saw it on the camera.
Anyways.
Be smelt it.
You owe me Popeye's chicken, by the way.
I know.
So, for everyone here at Morris League TV, this is Vince Vicarious, and nos vemos, te cuidas y te bañas. Thank you, mi gente. We will see you next week.